The 11th parak is a follow-on of the prior parak where we discussed the matanos, literally the gifts, the four-legged jaws and the stomach. When somebody shachts an animal that is chulin, it's not owned by the Beis Hamikdash. So those are the matanos, the gifts that are given to the Kohen. So there we were concerned, just like giving trumas to the Kohen and the maestros to the Levi. So we were concerned about making sure that their needs are fulfilled because the lives of especially the Kohanim are dedicated to the Beis Hamikdash. So we take care of their food needs. Here with the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, we are attempting to take care of their clothing needs. So the mitzvah is as follows. It's based on a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Dalet. The pasuk says, Reishis Gez Tzoncha Titen Lo in the English, and the first of the fleece of your flock you shall give to him. Each word is very critical, and we will be learning various things in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. There are only two Mishnayos in this Perek. The second one, however, Mishnah Beis, is fairly long and detailed. And the mitzvah here is that when somebody shears the wool from their sheep, there is a mitzvah to give a portion of the shearings to the Kohen. On a d'oraisa level, there's not a set amount. The Torah doesn't tell us how much to give, but Chazal instituted on a rabbinic level that 1/60th should be given to the Kohanim. So our Mishnah is going to tell us the fundamentals of when does this mitzvah apply. Mishnah Aleph, Reishis Hagez, literally the first of the fleece, that is the taking off of the shearings of the wool of the sheep, noheg ba'aretz uvechutz la'aretz. It is noheg both in the land of Israel and in chutz la'aretz. There's an alternative view in the Gemara that we do not paskin that it applies in chutz la'aretz, only in the land of Israel. And actually, that is how we fundamentally paskin that this is a mitzvah that is dependent on being in the land of Israel, Reishis Hagez, but it is not noheg outside the land of Israel. Bifnei habayis u shelo bifnei habayis, whether we have a Beis Hamikdash or we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, either way, there is a mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, bechulin avalo b'muktashin, and it applies to your own animals that have not been dedicated to the Beis Hamikdash, that's chulin, but not muktashin, but not those animals that are owned by the Beis Hamikdash. Now we're actually going to compare this Mishnah of Reishis Hagez to the matanos of the prior perek, the matanos of giving the zroa, the lechayim, and the keva. So chomer bezroa uvelchayim uvekevam Reishis Hagez. We're actually stricter in two respects when it comes to the matanos. That's the foreleg, the jaws, and the stomach. When somebody shachts an animal, that's chulin. We are actually stricter in two different areas relative to the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, where we are more lenient. And those two areas are as follows. When it comes to the mitzvah of the matana, so the prior perek, shazroa velachayem vekeva, nohagim babakar uvatzon, that mitzvah, that chiyuv applies, whether somebody shachts bakar, which is cattle, a sheep, or its son, flocks, which is a goat. So it applies whether it's a sheep, whether it's a goat. And also the second area that we are stricter is b'meruba uvimuat, regardless of how many animals you are shachting. It doesn't matter if you're shachting a lot, or even muat would mean even just one, the chiyuv is going to be applicable. On the other hand, when it comes to Reishis Hagez, eino noheg ela b'reichelos, Reishis Hagez, area number one that we're lenient is it only applies to sheep, not also to goats, so only sheep. And also the second area that we're lenient, the eino noheg ela b'meruba, it only applies if you are shearing literally a lot of animals, not just a little. And that will be one of the subjects of the next Mishnah, is what does it mean a lot that will be subject to the requirement, to the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, and what does it mean not a lot, that if you're only shearing not a lot, just a little bit, that it would not be subject to the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of the prior Mishnah, where we said that if you are shearing a lot, then the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez applies, and some of the shearings go to the Kohen. But if you're not shearing a lot, just a little, then the mitzvah does not apply. Mishnah Beis is going to quantify for us, what does that mean a lot? What does that mean a little? And we're going to actually look at this at two tiers. The first tier is going to be how many animals. There has to be a minimum number of animals. So that is going to be a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai saying you need to be shearing a minimum of two sheep in order for the mitzvah to kick in. And Beis Hillel is going to say five sheep. And then we are going to see a machlokis within the shita of Beis Hillel, assuming that it is five sheep, how much has to be sheared from each of those sheep in order for the mitzvah of Reishis Hages to be applicable. So the Mishnah says as follows, Hakamahu Meruba, what is a lot to such that the mitzvah of Reishis Hages applies? Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Rachelus, Beis Shammai is to the view, two sheep, they rival a Pasuk, Shinemar, a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Yechaye Ish Eglat Bakar, Ushtet Son. Here, when talking about son, son is the mitzvah of Reishit Hages. The pasuk for Reishit Hages says it only applies to son, which is flock. The pasuk, when it comes to Reishit Hages that we cited before, Reishit Hages, Tzoncha Titen Lo, so son, flock, and we define that as sheep. So here, in this pasuk that we have from Yeshayahu, it's defining sheep as the same word, son, as two. So that is the proof for Beis Shammai, that only if you are shearing two sheep does the mitzvah apply, but less than two sheep, if it's only one sheep, then the mitzvah does not apply. Beis Hillel Omrim Chamesh, Shenemar Chamesh, Tzon Asuyot, Beis Hillel rivals a proof from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, that only if you're doing a minimum of five sheep, does the mitzvah apply. One, two, and three, four sheep, it does not apply. And the pasuk says, Chamesh Tzon Asuyos. Asuyos, Chazal tell us, is what triggers the obligation. Five tzon, it is what causes you as the owner of those sheep to do the mitzvah of Reishit Hages. And now within the shita of Beis Hillel, that it's five, the minimum of five sheep are required in order to obligate the mitzvah, to trigger the mitzvah of Reishit Hages. How much has to be shorn from each of those in order to have the mitzvah? So Rabbi Dosi ben Hyrcanus Omer, Chamesh Rechelos Gozizot Maneh Upras Chayavos Bereishis Hages. The obligation, five, you need five like Beis Hillel, but each one you have to be able to shear from it 1.5 maneh, which if we compute it to nowadays, that would be 22 ounces of wool from each one. Meaning, even if you have four of them that are going to be above that, but one not, the mitzvah will not be applicable. It needs to be that you are shearing five sheep, and each one will have 1.5 maneh, which is the weight, in weight, of 22 ounces, or 622 grams for each of them. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim disagree, they agree with the five. That's the sheet of Beis Hillel. It has to be a minimum of five, but Chamesh Rechila Gozuzas Kol Shen. It has to be any amount. It's a literal reading of the Mishnah. Five, yes, we agree. Four, no. Five, yes, and above. Five and above, Rechilot, sheep, but any amount from each one. The Gemara actually qualifies this and does give a minimum amount for each one. But the reason that Chachamim use this language, Kol Shen, any amount, is because their amount is much less than that of Rebbe Dosa. Continuing, if somebody does the mitzvah, it's applicable. He has five sheep and has the minimum amount from each one based on Rebbe Dosa or Chachamim. And now he has a good amount and he wants to divide it up. Why should I give it all to one coin? I have three friends who are Kohanim. So what's the minimum amount that you have to give in order to be a proper gift for the Kohen? For common nosim law, what's the minimum that you should give in order to be the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Reishis Hages, by giving it to the Kohen? So again, we're going to do it by weight, and it has to be the weight, Mishkal Chamesh Laim B'Yehuda. The weight, it has to be equivalent, a minimum of equal to the weight. If you would weigh five salayim in Yehuda, that is the land of Yehuda, which is to the south of Israel. They had a different currency than in the north of Israel. So you would weigh the amount of wool that you want to give the coin. It has to weigh a minimum amount of five sela as a coin, the coins that were used in Yehuda, and that is equivalent to Shen Eser Slaim Begalil. It's equal to the 10 Sela in Galil. The Sela, the Slaim in the Galil, were half the size, so that's why you only needed 5 in Yehuda, 10 in the Galil in the north of Israel. That equaled the same amount of weight, so that would be the minimum weight that you would have to give to the coin to fulfill the mitzvah of Reishis Hages. Again, on a Del Raisa level, there's no minimum amount to be given, but this is on a rabbinic level. It says 1/60th has to be given, and here we're said to each and every one of the Kohanim, it has to be this specific minimum amount. And when you're giving it, because we're computing it based on weight, you have to make sure that you're giving quality stuff. Don't have garbage mixed in accordingly miluban, the five sela or the 10 sela, depending if you're in the Hudan and Galil, that is computed based on giving clean wool, velotsoi, and not dirty. If you have dirt mixed in and filth mixed in, that is not going to count towards the weight. We have to eliminate that, and we're talking about 5 sela in Yehuda, 10 sela in Galil. That is talking about clean, good wool. And the rationale here, why does it have to be a minimum of the 5 and 10 sela? What's that requirement? What's that set on? So it says follows, k'dei lasot mimena beged katan. We're giving this to the Kohanim, and we need them to have a functional use of the wool that they were giving them. And this, Chazal told us, is the amount that would be necessary to make the smallest garment that a Kohen uses in this avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The smallest garment is the belt of the Kohen, and accordingly, each belt would require this amount, the 5 and the 10 sela of wool in order to make it. Accordingly, that would be the minimum gift. And in fact, the pasuk says, Shenemar T10 law, this is our pasuk that tells us the mitzvah of Reshis HaGez, the language, Reshis Gez Tzonchatiten law, what's considered giving him? What is a proper giving, significant enough? Shehebo Kedei Matan, it should be something that is like giving a gift. The gift has to be something somewhat significant. And accordingly, that is going to be the minimum amount. The 5 slime in Yehuda, it's equal to the 10 slime, a different sela in Galil. That is the amount that the Kohen can make a belt for himself, can make a belt for use in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is considered that is something titeno, something significant enough to be given as a gift. Continuing, if the person in fact wanted to try to get out of doing the mitzvah, and he makes a significant change in the wool that he gives, and here the example that the Mishnah has is he dyes it, D-Y-E, so it's no longer white. Let's say he turns it purple-blue. It doesn't matter the color. Lo, he speak litno ad shetzva'o. Before giving it, he dyes it. Patur, the mitzvah no longer applies. What's going on here is that because the person made a significant change, he was actually trying to get out of giving it, he acquires it by making this significant shinoi, this significant change, difference when it comes to the wool. He's actually considered a thief. He's a goslin. Can no longer do the mitzvah, and he violates this mitzvah. That is not a good thing. Continuing, if all he made was a small change to it, libno, he cleaned it, velotzvo, but he didn't dye it, chayev, there is still an obligation, and he can still fulfill the mitzvah of reshit hagez. Continuing, halokei gez tono shel nachri. What happens if there's a non-Jew, he owns the sheep? And what you do is you buy the wool that grows from the sheep. So you're not buying the animal itself, just the wool that grows from it. Potter me reshis hagez, the mitzvah reshis hagez does not apply. As the Bar Tanur explains, the whole mitzvah here applies to the person who owns the animal. And when the animal grows wool, that person is obligated. But if you just buy the wool that's growing on a sheep and not the sheep itself, the mitzvah would not apply. So if you just bought that from the non-Jew, just the wool itself that's still growing on the animal, that's not what we're talking about. Halokeas gez tzono shel chavero. Here we have somebody who is buying not from a non-Jew, but buying from a Jew. So you're buying the wool that's growing on a sheep owned by another Jew. So who's going to have to give Reshis HaGez, who's going to have the requirement, the mitzvah, the obligation to give it? Is it going to be the seller or is it going to be the purchaser? Im shir hamocher hamocher chayav. The Mishnah tells us that when the person sold the wool, if he kept some ownership of some of the wool, he kept some animals and he kept some wool, he kept that ownership to himself, then that mocher, the seller, is going to be obligated to give not only for the amount that he maintained for himself, he maintained ownership of some of the wool, but he's also going to have to give for what was sold to the purchaser. And the concept here is, da'amar le'lokech, this is the Bar Tanur, da'amar le'lokech matana de'koin gabachi. The purchaser is going to say, of course you're not selling me the gift that's supposed to go to the goyin. You can't sell something that you don't own. And accordingly, you retained ownership of some wool. And accordingly, the obligation on giving all of the reshis hagez is on you, the seller. However, on the other hand, lo shir, if when the seller sold the wool, he did not maintain anything to himself, he sold all of the wool to the purchaser, in that instance, the purchaser is going to be obligated in the mitzvah. Why? The seller is going to say, I didn't charge you for the matana, I didn't charge you for the amount that has to be given to the Kohen. There's no charge because that is owned by the Kohen. I wouldn't charge you for that. I was charging you for everything else. But it is now in the purchaser's possession, and the purchaser would have to give the reshis hagez to the kohen. Hayulo shnei minim. If the seller has two different types of sheep, and their quality is not the same of the wool. And for example, he has shkufos ulevanos. He has gray sheep and white sheep. The wool of the white sheep is higher quality. Machar lo shkufos avalo levanos. If the seller sold the wool, not the animals themselves, but he sold the wool of the gray ones and not the white ones, or alternatively, zacharim v'lo nekevos, he had both male and female, and he sold the males and not the females. Again, the males have worse wool, so he's selling the type that has worse wool. Zenosin la'atzma v'zenosin la'atzma. In this situation, the purchaser is going to have to give from the sheep that he bought, from the wool of the sheep that he bought, because he's buying lower quality stuff. And the seller is going to give what he retained for himself, because he retained a different classification, a different type of sheep, because it has a different higher quality. So he doesn't have to give for the lower quality purchaser. The seller is going to give for his higher quality that he maintained himself, and the purchaser is going to give independently. He's going to have the mitzvah of reshis hagez on the shearings that he takes from either the gray sheep or the male sheep.